Kathy Dawes now, along with Tim McDonald, Flint Hills Christian School Administrator. And I guess, I don't miscommunication, Scott's not going to be able to join us today. Scott Holzhoff, Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Administrator. But Tim, we have plenty to talk about, so let's just get started. And I know a big senior night tonight, you mentioned.
Tonight's our senior night for our senior volleyball players. We'll be honoring them. We've had an active volleyball season, and it'll be winding down over the next couple of weeks. But tonight we're going to be honoring our seniors, and we had so few home games. Well, we've actually scheduled something we think is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a varsity versus alumni game. So we think we've got 9 to 10 alumni coming in, girls that have played on our volleyball teams over the years, and they'll come in and be competing against our varsity team. So number one, it'll be fun to have the varsity players come back, or the alumni players come back. Number two, honoring seniors is always a great thing each year that we enjoy doing.
Sounds like that could be quite the time then. Any bets on who would win it?
Well, I'm not sure how many of the alumni have been regularly playing volleyball, so they may not be quite as sharp as they would have if they'd been practicing a lot. But we've had some pretty good players over the years, and a couple of our alumni are helping coach, so they've been involved with it, and so it could be pretty competitive. It'd be a good time.
Kind of the age range of your alumni that are coming back for this?
Oh, anywhere from those that have graduated a year ago to those that may have graduated as much as 7 or 8 years. One of our alumni is coaching the chief homeschool team, and I invited her to come, but I don't know if she's going to make it or not. Her daughter's going to play. But, we've got alumni that could be playing in from their early 40s, maybe.
How fun, though. And alumni is important, of course, to Flint Hills Christian.
Yeah. It's always hard to kind of keep, people get scattered, and we go back for, 34 years since the start of the school. So I do have a good group of alumni, and we are working at trying to make contact with them, get them in. We'll be looking at an alumni night, alumni homecoming type time during basketball season. But this will get a few of them in. Again, we've got a number of them, probably a few of the younger ones that are either in college or working around that will be coming in tonight.
You have an auction coming up, too, that I know is pretty crucial and important, too.
Yeah, all of our fundraising is always important. We hear that from all the schools, don't we, regardless, public, private, or whatever. But our auction is coming up on November 3rd. It'll be a busy night because I know HIS also has Helping International Schools have something going on that night. But it is a Friday night. It will be held at Four Points by Sheraton. Tickets can be purchased for $25 each through our website or by contacting our school office. We've got a variety of things. Keep having things come in, anywhere from a signed autographed football by Coach Snyder to Jordan Elf and Sports Illustrated cover, and then we've got hotel nights and just a variety of fun things that will be going on. But it is a fundraiser to support the school, and we really appreciate the business community and the people around that help us in that area.
And you've had these periodically. I don't know if it's actually yearly, but you do have them periodically.
We've had them yearly, except for last year. We kind of took a little bit of a break last year. Just some things came together that we did not have the auction last year. But we've had it. This is probably somewhere, I haven't kept track of the number, 15 to 20 of them that we've had over the years. It's a pretty typical thing, and it's a fun evening. It'll be at Four Points by Sheraton again, Fiesta theme, buffet, dinner, and silent and live auction.
Any particular goal which you hope to raise? Obviously, just whatever you're able to raise, I'm guessing. But
well, our goal is $30,000. We'd like to go more than that. It just depends on how generous people are feeling that night. But, God tends to provide for us, and from a fundraising standpoint, fundraising, one of the exciting things is we just ordered a bus. We had a very nice donation from Alan Lears and New Century Bank, and then another nice donation from the Marvin Robinson Charitable Foundation, and so we have ordered a bus. We've been without one for the last couple of years. Our old one was not road safety. So we've been looking at that, and it's great to see people in the community step up and help us with that, and that'll allow us to transport our kids safer when we go to events, field trips, sporting events, and things of that sort.
Finances are tied, as you mentioned, everywhere when it comes to education, but when you're private like you are, I would think even more important that you have events such as this to get that needed money that you need.
Yeah, you know, some private schools have almost what you'd call the fundraiser of the month deal. been places where we've done that. And Flint Hills has said we're going to have two fundraisers, one in the spring, one in the fall. And the auction is the fall major fundraiser. And so they are important. It helps us balance the budget. It helps us provide scholarships for students that so that it's not, you know, those families that really want a faith-based education, they can put them in even though their finances may be limited. And we recognize that's important. So, you know, fundraising from that standpoint, keeping up our technology that continues to grow and expand, just give, you know, additional opportunities for our students through our fundraising and meeting our budget.
Anything else about the auction we need to emphasize? And I'm sure you continue to take items and anybody can donate.
Yes. You know, if people would like to support us by donating or by coming to the auction, bidding on items, supporting the school that way. Again, it is a fundraiser. It'll be the November 3rd starting at 5:30, going probably till about 9. And, you know, just if they want more information, they can contact us at the school office, and that's 785-776-2223. Be happy to talk with them about that. And, you know, we've got, supporting the school as we support things in the community.
Will there be anywhere they can check out maybe what some of the items are ahead of time? Or
yes, when they go into our website, they can click on it. There's a growing catalog of items of things that will be available that night for auction. We keep adding them in as they come in, and just had a number of things delivered yesterday, some paintings and very nice leather jacket worth about $300 that will be for auction. And so, yeah, they can check that out online.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take a break. It's about 9:48. Again, we have with us Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald. And if you have questions or comments, 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
To fasten your seatbelt, insert the metal